Among the bright stars of the spring sky is Regulus, the principal star of the constellation Leo the Lion, which has been assigned the letter Alpha in the Greek alphabet. While Regulus marks the bottom of the head and mane of the lion, it more obviously marks the end of the handle of a sickle shape in the constellation. Regulus lies directly on the apparent path of the sun, along which zodiacal constellations such as Leo are located. The presence of Regulus along the ecliptic causes frequent occultations of the star by the moon. In fact, every month our planet passes close to Leo's principal star. More rarely, planets and asteroids obscure the star, as will happen on October 1st, 2044, when Regulus will be occulted by Venus. In early spring, Leo can be seen in the southeast in the early evening. In the following months, after sunset, Regulus will appear increasingly higher in the sky. The name Regulus was given by Copernicus. Its etymology reveals a regal meaning. In Latin, the word means little king. Leo the Lion is also referred to as the king of the forest. The meaning of Regulus takes us back to ancient times, when the star was one of the royal guardians of the sky. Each was entrusted with the surveillance of one of the cardinal points. Regulus watched over the south, likely because it marked the summer solstice between 2000 and 3000 BC. Finally, let's remember that the stars that are part of a constellation are only apparently near one another due to an effect of perspective. This is demonstrated by the star Rho Leonis, located to the left of Regulus. Astronomers have officially named it Xiaomin, after the Chinese name for the star. Both stars are visible to the naked eye, but they are not as close as they appear. The brighter of the two, Regulus, is 79 light-years away, while Xiaomin is on the edge of the Milky Way, much further away, between 3,000 and 5,000 light-years.